Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Pan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So they've been around 10 years more than me. Maybe it is turning 40, but my take on this game is not going to waver. If the Steelers win, yippee, I'm happy that they have another game to play. I'll root for them in the wild card round. I hope that they break the curse and drought of not winning playoff games. If they lose Mulsey, I'll come in here with a smile on my face Monday and be fine. They did this to themselves. When you lose in Cleveland and score 6 points, you've opened the door to any consequences.
Me.
Yeah.
Well, you were also
you've
at
lost
that
me
game
as your
me.
Chief advocate.
Haven't been their chief advocate for a while.
But I got sucked into the 3-game winning streak and was saying nice things about Tomlin and the way the team was playing and giving them a chance to win a playoff game or two. I didn't go the Starkey route and say they could go to the Super Bowl. But
yeah, that take has actually traveled fast, and people keep ascribing it to like the entire station and not just Joe. And I've taken the very rare step of pointing out that was only Joe, not us. In fact, we scoffed at the notion that they could win a Super Bowl or even get to one.
I don't know if we scoffed.
I just took out my scoff face. I scoffed so much, I should have been a scofflaw.
Yeah. Brian McFadden joins us now, 2-time Super Bowl champion with the Steelers. Unbelievable analyst. I think BMAC is, generally speaking, a very positive person. So I'm guessing, BMAC, you're going to give us the glass half full on the Steelers right now.
For sure. As it pertains to Sunday night's game, yeah. Now, anything outside of Sunday's game, we got to wait and see. But the most important thing, you want a chance. You know, you want to have a chance. And the only way you can get a chance to get close to another championship-type effort, you got to get into the tournament. And all of that starts on Sunday night.
How would a player, though, deal with, because we all know how we as fans and analysts deal with a game like the Cleveland game, man. Like, we all lose our minds. We all get very frustrated. How is that, in your experience, realistically handled in a locker room? You know you had a chance to make it easy on yourselves and get basically an extra bye week, and you didn't do it.
You know what? It's funny you ask that question, because as I reflect and think back, I don't think we ever was in that situation where we kind of like dropped the ball on an opportunity like that. Because I look
definitely
back,
not 05. You guys had to catch fire and then go crazy to get in and then win it all.
You know what? It's something kind of similar, but it was a better team. In 08, remember that Christmas Day weekend game, if I'm not mistaken, we played Tennessee. And Tennessee was a really good team, but we ended up getting kicked in the mouth by Tennessee, and we ended up getting the number 2 seed, and they got the 1 seed. And, of course, you know, back then, the 1 and the 2 had bye weeks anyway, so you already had an automatic bid in the second round. But, you know, we wanted the opportunity to have everything come through Pittsburgh. But oddly enough, Baltimore, if you remember, beat Tennessee in the second round, and we still had home field advantage. So yeah. I think that's the closest, you know.
Yeah, because you were in Arizona by the time in 09 they started losing games to crap teams late in the year and missed out on the playoffs. You were already in very situation there.
I joke with Mr. Rooney. I said, I think I was a good luck charm because y'all let me go, didn't make the playoffs, and I came back. We went to the playoffs and went to another Super Bowl.
And what did he say back to that? You're right.
Yeah, he laughed with me. He joked with me, but that's how I felt. I'm like, hey, 05, you know, my rookie class, we got us there. Then 2 years later, we back again, and free agent, I left. You know, we went to the playoffs in Arizona, and Pittsburgh did, and I came back. We went back again, so, you know, we had fun with that.
But
I think that 08 one was probably is about the closest thing to what happened last week.
I'm going to ask a defensive guy an offensive question. How do the Steelers make up for the loss of DK Metcalf better than they did last week in Cleveland, BMAC?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Man, MVS. Got to be a heck of a player Sunday night. Ugh. Pat Freiermuth got to be a heck of a player Sunday night. Jonnu Smith got to be a heck of a player Sunday night. Kenneth Gainwell needs to be more involved in the passing game. I think when he's catching passes for us, the offense is better. And Adam Thielen. These are guys, granted, they're at the end of their career, but they have an abundance of experience. So these guys got to make the routine plays happen routinely.
Who do you have the most confidence in from that group? If you're going to say, this dude is going to step up, and when the Steelers win, they're going to be interviewing him after the game for filling those shoes, who's the guy you have the most confidence in personally?
I don't – you know what? That's a great question. I don't think it's one guy. I think collectively it got to be a group of guys. In terms of a guy like Adam Thielen, he got to be crucial in third down, moving the chain scenarios, right?
Okay.
And in terms of a guy like MVS, he got to be able to get behind coverage. And it seems like they've been trying to do that with him, you know, taking shots. But he got to be a guy that can stretch the coverage side of things, man. So I think collectively, he got to be a group of guys, not just one guy when you talk about, oh, this was the main reason why the Steelers offense was doing what they were doing and won the ball games. It's going to take an entire group effort, in my opinion.
How much of it's on Aaron Rodgers, though? Because I think he's the main reason they didn't beat the Browns, BMAC.
You know what? I think what we saw Sunday was the first time it felt like Aaron really didn't see the field well. In terms of pre-snap alignment, coverage side of things from Cleveland, you look at that fourth and two. I think it was right before halftime when we decided to go for it. You take a deep shot.
Thielen was wide open, man. Thielen on a drag route was open for a pitch and catch.
And actually, if you look at the design of that route concept, that was called for Adam Thielen based on the coverage that they were getting. And it felt like Arthur Smith anticipated man-to-man coverage. So he kind of ran an indirect pick play for Adam Thielen.
It was a good scheme, B-Mac. Like, I watched a bunch of people break that down. It was like a very nice little scheme this guy open, and he's sure-handed, and you got an easy first down. And Rodgers never even looked at it.
Yeah. So that was the very first time he kind of felt like he didn't see the football field well. But, you know, all of that is behind the team. You had an opportunity to take care of your business. You didn't. You still have an opportunity to control everything you want to control. You know, you gotta win now. It's a game seven scenario Sunday.
BMAC, it's Lamar Jackson and Tyler Huntley instead of Tyler Huntley. Is that better for the Steelers?
I'll say this. right? When you look at Lamar Jackson in the 8 games he's played in since he's returned from that injury, I think he's averaging around 20 yards rushing. I think he has like around 8 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. In the previous, 20 or so games, he had 5 interceptions in those games and an abundance of touchdowns. So to answer your question, if Lamar Jackson ain't healthy but he's still trying to go, if Lamar Jackson is not inclined to run the football like we've seen him do throughout his Hall of Fame-like career and he's still trying to go, let's go. He's an easier target, in my opinion. And one thing that I realized, too, guys, with Tyler Huntley,
yep,
going back to that Green Bay Packer game, with the backup quarterback, most offensive coordinators are more inclined to do what? Run the football, right? Make it an easier plate for them. And that's what we saw. So hopefully they might, because they have Lamar Jackson in the game, we've seen them do what with Lamar Jackson? They turn their back on the running game on Derrick Henry and make him throw the football. So that could be a mindset as well. But to answer your question, I'd rather see the quarterback who's not healthy. And right now it seems like that's Lamar Jackson. And Lamar Jackson has struggled against Pittsburgh entirely throughout his professional career.
Didn't last year, though, but I agree with you on lack of health. I think it also affects his throwing mechanics a ton more when he's hurt. People always talk about the legs, B-Mac, and the running with him. I think when he's hurt, his throwing mechanics get a lot sloppier and more inconsistent. And then you see bad throws.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because anytime a player – in any sport plays hurt, they're not confident in their ability. So sometimes you try to overcompensate and you try to do a little more than what you normally would do because you know you're not at your best. And that's what we've seen from Lamar Jackson. It's not like Lamar Jackson can't play football anymore. He's forgotten to play. No, he just ain't himself. Like, Lamar Jackson averaging 20 yards rushing? Come on, man. We know that ain't Action Jackson, but he just hasn't been himself.
B-Mac, any advice on life after 40? I just turned 40 today.
Hey, make sure you start stretching before you go to bed. That way, when you wake up out of bed, you don't walk around limping like you was running in the football, being tackled in the football game before quarter.
You really do that every night.
Stretch before bed. It makes you wake. When you wake up, you feel a lot looser. And as you get older too, I don't know when do you cap off eating, but you might want to stop eating. Can't eat. Don't eat after 8 o'clock.
That's good advice. Generally,
do you do either of those two things, Malzi?
I try not to eat after 8 o'clock.
Because your metabolism slows down after 8.
It's just your less
digestive
activity.
System not as good.
I don't stretch before bed, but here's what is behind B-Mac saying that. Think about it. If you're in bed and you actually are a reasonably good sleeper pony, you're not really moving around that much. Your body's getting stiff because you're not moving. If you sat on your couch for 8 hours and didn't move really, you'd be unbelievably stiff and sore when you got up. You also should stretch in the morning a little bit too.
I don't do either.
You might need to.
B-Mac, who do you got? And just like you predicted in Detroit, you nailed your prediction for that game. Who is your MVP of Steelers-Ravens Sunday night?
Give me Pat Freiermuth.
Wow.
And MVS.
And the final score? Ravens 47, Steelers
12?
19-17. 19-17. Oh, my God.
B-Mac, that calls to mind.
You know it's going
to
be an ugly one.
I was going to say, like, I've seen that game, it feels like 24 times in my life. It never gets any less ugly, and yet, if that were the outcome, I would laugh pretty
hard.
If
that happens,
we'll
be talking to you next week about beating the Houston Texans.
Hey, and real quick, the Monday night game, I forgot to give you guys this heads up. I nailed MVS for first touchdown.
And?
And that payout was massive.
All right, B-Mac. Happy New Year, brother. Good talk.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.